The first one they did is they did a fucking 20 cent deposit. Hello?
Yes. Hi, my name is Carla. I'm returning the call back from customer service. Can I have your zip code to locate that account?
What? I don't even know who you people are.
Well, I'm a third. We're a third party company, and we do customer support for over 400 different companies.
Okay, here's the deal here, okay? You guys took $67 out of an account of mine, and I don't know who you are. I have never, ever done any business with you or anyone else like you. So let me get you my information. Well, first tell me who you are.
This is Factor Direct customer support.
For support for who?
We do support for over 400 different companies.
Okay, so do you do support for T-Mobile? Okay, here. Let me give you my zip code. My zip code is 73159.
Can I have your first and last name, please?
Josh Stewart.
Can you verify your address, please?
Ma'am, I'm giving you a lot of information. I've had identity theft. You still haven't told me what you do and why you guys somehow took $67 off an account that I've never even dealt with anybody. So.
Like I said, I'm customer support. We do customer support for over 400 different companies.
But okay, man. My first and last name is Joshua Stewart. Okay. My address is 1400 Simmons Avenue.
I have 2816 Southwest 79.
Okay, what you have is probably... Oh, okay, ma'am. Okay, that's one of my houses. Okay, now, explain to me why someone is taking money off of a card that I did not authorize.
Okay. Looks like you entered... Looks like you did a survey for a tactical bag. Did you do a survey for?
I've probably done 100 surveys. I don't know.
For a tactical bag for $574 on the 11th to 15th, 2022.
That was okay. I remember that.
Okay. Well, when you pressed the button for that gift, that was a gift, a welcoming gift. That was for shipping. And when you press that button, you automatically join the Factory Direct Saving Club membership fee.
No, I didn't. No, the fuck I didn't. That's not what it said. It said a survey, and you get a free bag if you take the survey. That was it. I read it clean all the way through. Now, what we're doing now here, let's do this, okay? I didn't authorize anybody to do anything. You understand me? Nothing. Okay? And it's funny because you guys made a 20-cent deposit first. Okay? Now, ma'am, here's what I'm going to tell you. So we don't get – let me explain this to you first, just before so we don't get off hand. Okay? But before we get off hand, I will send it back to you. I will do whatever. I did not authorize $67 to come out of my account on some survey. It said survey. That was it. That's all it said. So put my money back. Or I assure you, this thing will get very ugly.
Okay. I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. What I'm going to do is get your account canceled, and as a customer courtesy, due to the misunderstanding, I will credit your account with a 35% refund, if you would like.
Well, you would credit my account with a what percent?
35%
refund. Ma'am, you understand? I'm the police. I am the fucking police. You understand that? That's something you don't know. I'm not just the police. I'm the police that investigates white collar crimes. So, you sure you want to run down this road? Are you sure you want to go down this road? I want you to think long and hard. I got all your information. Now, you sure you want to go? So you're going to put the $67 back today, or I will indict you, your company, everything that you stand for.
Okay, so we do have a Thanksgiving a Thanksgiving deal. It's 50% off the $67.
Let me explain this to you. If I don't have $67 back in my account by the end of the day, I got your information. I will be filing in federal court.
Could I offer you a 75% refund?
Ma'am, you're not even hearing me. You are not even hearing me. I will be filing in federal court this afternoon.
Give me 1 second so I can speak with my supervisor.
Yeah, go get your supervisor. And I'm going to go get the city attorney right quick.
Okay, sir. Sorry for the inconvenience. I'm going to refund you to 6732 and cancel your account. Give me a second.
Thank you. I'm hoping I don't have to prosecute these people.
Okay, sir, do you have a pen and paper for your cancellation number?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a pen and piece of paper so I can give you your cancellation number? Your refund should be back into your account from 3 to 5 business days. And when it comes to the account, you'll no longer receive any billing from us.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm gonna do. Now, you said 3 to 5 business days. That's not going to work. But go ahead and give me your information, okay? Ma'am, I'm going to give you my badge number, too, and all my information so you know that I am not playing here. So give me the account. Give me the numbers you want to give me, and then I'm going to give you some numbers.
The first number is C is in the cat, 262-697-938.
538? 938. Okay, I'm going to repeat these numbers back to you. C is in Charlie, 262-657.
No, 697.
697?
Correct.
Six, nine, seven. Is it 938 or 538?
938.
Okay, so let's go through this again. C is in Charlie. 262-697-938. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. And the second one is C as in Charlie, 262-603-070.
070?
Yes.
Was that the last three?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. It probably would behoove you. You can get your supervisor. I don't care. Here's how this works here, okay? Now, you're on my radar. Now, because you're on my radar, that tells me this little thing that you guys are doing, I have no idea what it is. But I told you, $67 was taken without my consent. Okay? That tells me if you do that to me, you're doing it to other people. So I let this go away, but that $67 gets back put on my account today. If it's not on my account by close of business today, ma'am, then I launch a full-blown investigation into you, your company, your super, everything about you. You don't want the feds crawling up your ass. Now, my name is Joshua Stewart. If you need my badge number, if you need my credentials, I can send that to you. But right now, I'm just going to tell you so this can go away for you guys. Put my money back on that card. You understand me? It's a yes or no question, ma'am.
It's going to be up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I gave you. You got to close the business today. If it's not there, close business day, well, I guess we'll see you in court. Thank you for your time. I got the numbers. I got all your information. I will hopefully not be in touch, but if so, then I guess you'll understand why. You have a good day.
You have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling customer support.